Good morning, everyone. I'd like to speak about an Indian, a stickle of a halachadic Indian, in the gate of Pesach. There's a famous Tanai known as the Abdenezes Tanai. We know the halacha is when I said, eat the afikomen on Seder night before Chatzos. So we should eat the Shulchan Aruch, the Rishonim, that's what we paskin, not only the mitzvah of Matzah, Moru, and the other mitzvahs alayla, but even afikomen, which is after the whole suda, has to be eaten before chatzos, which can very often cause a problem in our lands, in the northern hemisphere, when somebody starts seder late, especially if he says halal on Pesach, and he comes home late until he starts the seder, the second night, a lot of times more common, to finish the afikomen before chatzos, which is about 1 o'clock. So there's an etzah, which is used in a lot of places. It's known as the Av, some people just make lastamas, they need to come in after Chatzos. But there's an eitz of the Avdenezer says, he gives an eitzah how to go about eating after coming before Chatzos, but nevertheless, still eating after coming after Chatzos. So what's his eitzah? His eitzah gets as a, why do you have to eat after coming before Chatzos? So there's a machlekes in the Gemara between two Tanoim, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, all the mitzvahs halayla, matzah, moray, haggadah, kodem pesach, which is learned from, that's the source of everything, has to be eaten before chatzos. So is Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Ad chatzos. And Rabbi Akiva says, ad alois hashachar. Rabbi Akiva says, all the mitzvahs halayla of pesach can be done until alois hashachar, which is until the first rays of light, the break of dawn in the morning. Machlokes Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva. Now the Rishonim who paskin and the Shulchan Aruch who paskins, one has to eat afikomen before chatzos, are passing according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. And when Asmi Makayim, all the mitzvahs halayla, and afikomen is a zecher for the korban Pesach, that used to be eaten the soft suda, in the time of the Beis Hamikdash, afikomen was the last, the korban Pesach was the last thing that was eaten. A Pesach nechal al ha-soiva, the Pesach was eaten to fill oneself up with the korban Pesach, to be satisfied, to make yourself satisfied. Not like people think you have to be full when you eat the korban Pesach, but can't. You have to make yourself full with the korban Pesach, satisfy yourself with Achilles korban Pesach, it should be the last thing. A choshev achila, and afikomen is connected korban pesach, and therefore, just like korban pesach has to be eaten before chatzos, the matzah, the afikomen which we eat soft suda, has to be eaten before chatzos. That's the reason why we paskin has to be eaten before chatzos. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, according to Rabbi Akiva, you have to alois hashachar. Comes the Avdenezer with the grace of chiddush. Now the says Avdenezer, if a person is getting late, and let's say he's eating the matzah in the morrow, perhaps he's eating the first course of the meal, he's eating his fish, maybe he's eating on Seder night. And then he sees it's a few minutes till chatzos, so he can go along and take a piece of matzah, eat the matzah beheseba, and say the following condition. He makes a tanai, and he says, if the halacha is like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, how most Rishonim and paskin and how the Shulchan Aruch paskins, so I'd like this piece of matzah now to be my afikomen. And he goes and eats it beheseba, he eats the matzah, and within a few minutes he's finished his kazayis matzah, or his two kazayis, if he wants to be machmeh. And he goes along and he eats the afikomen. Then he waits until chatzos. So he's done this at 5 to 1. He's got a few minute break. He waits until chatzos. And when chatzos strikes, he then has finished, says the Avdenezer. He's finished the mitzvah halayla. And he can now resume his suda, continue with his suda, and say that if Aloch is like a bakiva, then the piece of matzah that ate till now was just stomach piece of matzah. It wasn't afikomen. And then he can go later on, continue, so then eat afikomen afterwards. Now what's the lomdus, what's the svar in the Avnezer? The Avnezer comes up with a big chiddush. The Avnezer says, why can't you eat anything after? The problem always is, if you eat afikomen, you can't continue a meal. Because ein maftir in achar pesach afikomen. You don't have to eat anything after the korban pesach, and who are then after the achilas matzah? You can't eat anything, everyone knows. You can't have to leave the tam pesach befiv. The tam matzah has to stay befiv. Says the Avdenezer, how long does the Tam Matzah have to stay befib for? This din of Ein Mafti and Acha Pesach Avikomen, Ein Mafti and Acha Matzah Avikomen, how long do you have to have the Tam Matzah befib? Till when? Next year? I mean, how long does the taste of the Matzah have to stay in your mouth? Says that Avdenezer, and he goes through a Shtikl Torah in Simon Shim Pei Aleph, in Eir HaChaim, and Avdenezer says the reason why the Tam Matzah has to stay befib, he gives a whole lomdus behind it, he says according to his reasoning, why the Tam Matzah has to stay befiv, I have no time to go into it now, his reasoning. Obviously, according to his reasoning, it only has to be until at the time of the mitzvah. In other words, the mitzvah has to finish by chatzos, so the tam of the afikomen also has to be in your mouth at chatzos. But once chatzos is passed, he says, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, it's like the next morning. You can take a coffee the next morning. You're going to make kiddush the next day. So once chatzos is passed, finished. The night's over, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, you've been yotzei the mitzvah. You've had your fish, you've had your afikomen. It's kam chatzos. You've had your tam matzah b'fiv. The taste of the matzah is still in your mouth at the end of the... Not really the end, but chatzos, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. And therefore, there's no need anymore to keep the tam matzah b'fiv. So according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and the should have said halal according to him. We're not so machmir regarding halal. But according to him, you've finished your avikomen. Now you can continue your meal. No problem. According to Rabbi Akiva, you haven't had your afikomen yet. There was a piece of matzah. That was your tanah you made. It wasn't really afikomen. It was just a piece of matzah. So you can also continue your meal. And eat the afikomen again at the end of the meal to be yotzer b'kiva. Because according to b'kiva, you haven't had afikomen yet. And then you can continue. That was the eitz of the Avnei Nezer. And they say b'shameni gedoinim that sometimes use the eitz of the Avnei Nezer when it started getting late and they didn't manage. There's many, many kashas and to know when actually Avnei Nezer alone. I'd like to pick one aspect of the Avnei Nezer's chiddush and perhaps talk about it.
Now, what about the last two questions?
According to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, you should be having Hashdas. The Vilna Gaon is very machmir. He wants to say that according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, you should have the Ramah says could be halal as well, and the Vilna Gaon says even the last two cases. And the Chanama, you can't do that. Without Nezah, doesn't help you for the last two cases. It doesn't help you for the halal. All that helps you is for Afikomen. And the Maisa that the halal I think seems to be it's the more derabot. It's more of a chumrah. You said I should make it easy, so I'm trying to make it easy. No. Abba Al-Kaponim, before the Shia, he warned me I have to make things easy for Pesach. So. Abba Al-Kaponim, that's a Chumra. And a Chanam, you won't be going to that. If you want to be going to the last two cases, that's another stage of Chumra. But at least Afi Komen, if you manage, you manage. And a Chanam. Once you do the last two cases, you can't have your meal then. You're benched. You're going to start eating a chicken after Afi Komen, after Halal and the two cases. And a Chanam. If you want a moment, you should do everything in the quantum of Nezah, but most people, once they've done that, they're not going to have go back to the main course again. Oh, but that's how the Nezah's Chiddush. The Nezah's Chiddush is that once you've reached Chatzos, according to Belozman Azariah, there's no din of leaving the Tam Matzah B'Fiv or Tam Pesach B'Fiv, because the time is over. So I must pick one aspect we said to go along and explain this. The Maisa, this Chiddush of the Avnei Nezah, and when you've reached Chatzos, the Tam Matzah B'Fiv, the Chiddush is over. What's the reason why you have to leave Tam Matzah B'Fiv? So Avnei Zeh Mechadosh against the Chiddush, he was to say we learn Bavati Bet B'Sarim Balaylo Hazeh, and it says Pesach Balaylo Hazeh. The Gemara makes a Kal V'Chaim Gzeir Shav Kuntir Blaz Ben Azariah. Just the Rebbeinu Shlom left Mitzrayim B'Chatzos. Who are then? You have to have the Pesach and the Matzah B'Chatzos. And he asked a Kasha. He said the Rebbeinu Shlom was exactly at Chatzos. The Rebbeinu Shlom didn't go through Eretz Mitzrayim till Chatzos. It was B'Chatzos Alaylo Mamish when the Rebbeinu Shlom went to Mitzrayim. And the Pesach and the Matzah has to be eaten any time from Nacht until Chatzos. So what's the dimyan? So he says the dimyan is that just like the Hebrews went through Mitzrayim b'chatzos, the Pesach and the Matzah have to be the tam has to be in your mouth b'chatzos. That's the Avnei Nezer's Mechadosh, this whole thing. He says nothing to do with the eating till chatzos. The main point of eating till chatzos is that all the time the tam matzah b'chatzos. And that's a long chiddush. We're not going into it now. It's a machine pay out if those want to look it up. Can look it up. Man, yeah, b'kiva doesn't work. Only works according to Belaz Ben Azariah. Only works according to Belaz Ben Azariah that the tam matzah. That's Avnei Nezer's Mechadosh. The Maisa, if you look in the Rishonim and Psochim. In the Kufi of Testament days, there's a long balamoy in the Ramban, in the sugi of Emafti and Acha Pesach Bachatzos, and Emafti and Acha Matzah Bachatzos. We're taking on the moment, and Avnei Zeh is taking on, that the main reason why you can't eat after Afikomen is because the taste of the matzah has to be in your mouth Bachatzos. Shulchan Aruch, if you look in Shulchan Aruch, it's mashma, there's 2 points in eating Afikomen at the end of your meal. I mean, the Korban Pesach, besides being the last thing you ate to have the Tam Pesach B'Fiv, besides that, the Korban Pesach also had to be eaten at the end of the meal for another reason, as we mentioned before, because the Pesach has to be Nechal al Hasoiva. The Pesach has to be eaten when you're satisfied. It's not so true when you're satisfied. The Pesach has to be eaten to make yourself satisfied. People make a big mistake. Al Hasoiva doesn't mean you are satisfied when you eat the Korban Pesach. It means that you satisfy yourself with the Korban Pesach. Meaning that the Gabbah, all Korbanos and all Kodshim, and Korban Pesach is included, there's a din in the Torah, Lemoshcha. The Gedullah, this week's Pasha actually. You have to eat the Korban Pesach in a way that kings ate. You have to eat Korbanos in a Choshev way. You have to have a Choshev Achila. A Choshev Achila means that this Achila brings you to satisfaction. If you leave the Achila still hungry, it's So it's not considered the choshev achila. So all karbonos had to be eaten ala soiva, meaning you've eaten, you don't eat at the beginning of the meal, then you still have to eat more afterwards. Because then the carbon pay, the karbonos are not bringing you to satisfaction. You have to eat enough so that the main course, in other words, the food which brings you to satisfaction, is the achilas karbonos. So carbon pesach has to be nechel ala soiva, carbon pesach has to bring you to the state of satisfaction, to the matzav of svia, to soiva. So carbon pesach has to be eaten at the end. Now, what about afikomen? The matzah that we eat at the end of the meal. Do you have to eat the matzah ala soiva? So if you look in Shulchan Aruch, the Russian Shulchan Aruch is not so clear, but we'll see the Shulchan Aruch is even clearer. Shulchan Aruch is in the top eye in Zayin, the Ruthah, the Russian here. It says, La'acha kol asuda, Russian Shulchan Aruch, after the meal, Oichlim mi matzah shmura tachas ha-mapa. You eat a bit of the matzah which you've guarded under the cushion or under the wrap, where you've wrapped it up. Kazayis, kol echad, zeicha le-pesach hanecha ala soiva. You eat it after the meal to remind yourself of the Pesach that you eat ala soiva. Okay, more, okay, quite. Shulchan Aruch Rav brings even more. Shulchan Aruch Rav says, he's mastered the whole thing from beginning to end. Bizman Shabbos Mikdash Yekayom, Hayu Oichlin, HaPesach, B'Soiv Kol HaSuda. When the Pesach Mikdash was around, you had to call him Pesach at the end of the meal. Why? Kedei Sheyenechel ala soiva. In order to call him Pesach to be eaten when you're satisfied, to satisfy yourself. And he explains what I just said. Tahaylu Shapesach Hayu Gemar Kol HaSvia. The Pesach was to satisfy yourself, to finish your satisfaction with the Korban Pesach, Kadesh Yunen in Bachilosoi, you should enjoy the Achila, V'yei Nechshav, B'techoshev Lahem, it should be important Achila, L'moshchen, he brings the Pesach L'moshchen, not in Noshen exactly. Then he goes further and he says, V'yei Mavti Yenach HaPesach HaPikoyman, this is the second halacha. Number one, you have to eat the Pesach at the end of the meal, because it's a choshev Achila, and you can't eat the Pesach out of the Pesach anything else, Sheleyav Shutam HaPesach Mipir V'leidei Tam Eser Machel. You shouldn't remove the taste of the Pesach through any other food at the end of the meal. And then he goes further. Va'achshav she'ein on the Pesach. Nowadays we have no carbon Pesach. Tzorich kol echad lechel kazayis matzah at the end of the meal. Zeich el Pesach. V'tzorich lechel kazayis el acha suda k'moy ha-Pesach. You have to eat after suda at the Pesach. Nasoiva. And then he goes. V'leichel shum dova achav k'moy ha-Pesach. So there's two points in eating the Pesach after the meal. Not only because you can't remove the tam Pesach b'fiv, because the tam Pesach also has, the Pesach also has to be eaten on a soiva. And now this is no carbon Pesach. So we do those two points with the matzah. Number one, we eat it after the meal, that the matzah should be like a carbon Pesach, even though there's no inyan of lamoshcha with matzah. But to remind ourselves that the carbon Pesach will eat an ala soiva, we eat the matzah ala soiva. And then we go further and we eat, we make sure not to have anything after the meal. So according, if we do the tanaya of the avdenezer, in other words, what you've done is after your fish, you're still very hungry, and you take a piece of matzah, and it's nili chatzos, we just said, and you quickly eat the matzah, and then you wait 5 minutes till chatzos, and then you say, right, tam matzah befiv b'chatzos, I'm yotze according to Blazman Azaria, now I continue the meal. So in the chanama, the tam matzah you've had befiv b'chatzos, but you haven't been yotze the mitzvah ala soiva. You haven't eaten the matzah when you're full, you've eaten the matzah when you're very hungry, you haven't had your main course, you haven't had your soup, you haven't had your thing. So you've gained 1 point, in the chanama, tam matzah befiv, but you haven't gained the point ala soiva. So that's another, it's a problem with Avdenezer. So you may say, well, then the Avnez doesn't help you for everything, as we said before, it doesn't help you for the Dalat Kaisa, it doesn't help you for the Halal. So it won't help you for the Ala Seva, but at least it'll help you for the Issa of eating Afikoman for the Tam Matzah B'Fiv. But if you look in the Rishonim, and this is an interesting point, and that's the point I want to get to, if you look in the Rishonim, you see why they bring another reason why, plus these two points are 2 points, Achila Seva and the Issa to taste anything after the Afikoman. The Rishonim go and the Rishonim tie those 2 points together. Now, what's the issa? What's the reason why you've got to have a tam matzah b'fiv? You don't find this in any other mitzvah. When you finish the mitzvah, you've got to stay with a tam pesach at matzah. So there's many pshatim apidrush. If you look in the chochamah ho'ema, you have to keep the taste of the mitzvahs in your mouth. But you don't find other mitzvahs. What's the reason with the carbon pesach and matzah? You find the mitzvah of tam matzah b'fiv. So if you look in the Rishonim and Pesachim, there's a balamoy, a kufiyah testament base, machlekes balamoy and Rambam. And they both give a reason. Similar reasons, although Rabban doesn't like the Balamoy like usual, or Baal Kaponim, the Rabban digs for the Balamoy, and they both give a reason. We'll see there's two points are interlinked. One is built on the other. The point of not eating after Karban Pesach anything, and the point of Ala Soiva, and the Balamoy says Pshat Tazay. Balamoy is an interesting Pshat, and there's a nice little tzivah in it. The Balamoy says, Abizman Shabbos Mikdash Yekayim, if you can imagine a little bit how it looked like, the whole Klal Yisrael went to Yerushalayim, and they called them Pesach in Yerushalayim. So imagine squashing in the Yerushalayim doesn't mean in Gan Geula. Yerushalayim means you have to eat in the within the Chaimis Yerushalayim. It's not very large, the Chaimis Yerushalayim. Imagine the Mishnah nowadays, the whole Klal Yisrael in Yerushalayim. Not only did it have to be in Yerushalayim to eat the Korban Pesach, it was Nechon Lif Nimben HaChaima, when I had to eat on the ground floor. Because Gagin Valiyah is in the sculptures, there were no 20 floor buildings or penthouses. You wanted to sit on the ground floor and eat Korban Pesach on the ground of Yerushalayim. That's the Mokim Kodesh to eat the Korban Pesach. So he brings the Gemara, the Balamoy, the Gemara Psochim Dat Pehem Beis. The Gemara says, Kizaisa Pischa Bahalela Poka Igra. The Kizais Pesach and Halal, the roofs broke. And Rashi says, the Kayd Hamunas Hamoin Shaibrim Halal. There's such a loud noise of Halal in Yishlam, Balil Pesach, after the Korban Pesach, they felt like the roofs were crashing down in Yishlam. He said, what's this breaking down the roofs? He said, because they had to eat in Sbabais Echod Yochel. Everyone had to eat in the same place, the Korban Pesach. And they went through the whole Seder, and it was squashed because everyone was trying to squash the climber to find a place to eat in Yerushalayim. He said, after the Korban Pesach was finished, he said, Ida went up to the roofs afterwards. It was hot, and they started saying Halal. They couldn't say anything. They sit anymore in the same place, squashed together. And they went up to the roofs to start saying Halal because of the Machmas HaDoichek. Machmas HaDoichek HaMokim. Says the Balamoy, he says, Chazal made the Gezeira. Because what would people have done? People would have quickly eaten the Korban Pesach at the beginning of the meal and gone up to eat the rest of the meal on the roof. I wasn't Allah Saiba, so they'll eat some. Okay, we'll eat some, really quite most of the meal and eat the Korban Pesach. And really, they'll lead to a matzav where they'll be hungry still afterwards. I'm going to eat the Korban Pesach Allah Saiba because you've got to eat the Korban Pesach Allah Saiba. But they'll think it's Allah Saiba and still carry on the roof of the house. So they made the Gezeira, you can eat nothing after the Korban Pesach. I don't eat anything after the Korban Pesach at all. Chazal made the Issa in order to safeguard this din of Allah Saiba. Otherwise, what's going to happen is because it's so squashed, and what's going to happen? So they eat afterwards. They're still eating Allah Saiba. So he said, no, forget to say halal, he says. If you let them go on the roof afterwards and they carry on their meals, even though they've eaten alasaybi, let them even have afters afterwards, even some ice cream afterwards, or close their goizim, as Rabbi Yechina says. So they're eating alasaybi, it's not really a problem of alasaybi because the Korban Pesach has filled them up. You can still be full and have a little bit of nash afterwards. But once they're going to let them continue afterwards on the roof, they're going to forget about Pesach anymore because they're done for the night, they're on the roofs, and they're going to go along and forget to say halal. So Chazal made the Gezeira that they can't eat anything after Afikoma, the last thing. Chazal Yishayt and Balamoy. The Mordech and the Tziv says, the Minig of Klal Yisrael is Yishayt and Shulchan Aruch and Ramah brings it down, that the Minig is that after the benching, you open the door for Shvei Chamoscha. So you always say, Pashas, you say you open the door for Shvei Chamoscha to greet the Yohan Novi. It's not a Minig, but Bris Minig also the Yohan Novi comes. We don't find you open the door for the Yohan Novi. What's the Afka Baseid Nacht, you open the door for the Yohan Novi. So there's many other pshatim. Of the Tzivs is a nice pshat. And the Tzivs is a zeicha for the time of the Beis HaMikdash. You can imagine the Beis HaMikdash, after ate the Korban Pesach and after they benched, Vosig Hashem, we said, they all ran out according to the Balamoy, they all ran out to the roof, so a bit of air. To remember that matzav in the Beis HaMikdash, the feeling of the doichik, and after the Korban Pesach, and after the Sud was finished, they all went up to the roofs, we opened the door straight after benching to remember this matzav of doichik. As we state in the Tziv. You can imagine the man. He brings you shtickle the matzah of the Beis HaMikdash. How it was after the Korban Pesach. But that was the Shvei Chamoscha. That was the Psichas Haderes. That's the Balamoyes Pshat. The Ramban doesn't go so far. It has nothing to do with Halal. The Ramban says Tamozay that we said before. The Pesach has to be Nechal Ala Seiva. The Pesach being eaten Ala Seiva. In order to safeguard the Pesach being eaten Ala Seiva for other reasons. But in order to safeguard that, they said, don't eat anything after the Korban Pesach. If they let you eat anything after the Korban Pesach, we said, you'll end up eating loads after the Korban Pesach. And if you eat loads after the Korban Pesach, what's going to happen is, you're going to end up not eating the Korban Pesach and HaSeiva. But both of them are tying together the reason of Tam Pesach or Tam Matzah B'Fiv, nowadays, in order to create a situation where nobody is going to end up eating the Korban Pesach when they're in the middle of the meal. They're going to make sure to eat the Korban Pesach only at the end of the meal, ala seiva. Come to Chesed, that the two things are mamash interlinked. If you let a person go along and eat the Korban Pesach, or the matzah, or the tanai, in the middle of the meal, you've taken away the whole objective. The whole objective of not eating anything after the Korban Pesach is to make sure you're eating the Korban Pesach at the end. That's the whole idea of not letting you eat anything after the Korban Pesach, to eat Korban Pesach when you're satisfied. And nowadays, matzahs v'mokim Korban Pesach. If you let a person eat something after the matzah, even though it's after the zman, even though it's after chatzais, even though everything else, then the mice, at the end of the day, you're stopping him eating it ala saiva. So if you make this now with Abdenezer, and you're going to go along and eat the matzah by till chatzais, you might have a tam matzah b'fiv, But the ma'aseh, the whole tachlis of having a tam matzah b'fiv is to make sure you ate that matzah, you ate that korban pesach when you were full, when you were satisfied, and you're not because you're in the middle of a meal. So it's the shtekelish ha'orah on the whole tenai of the Avnezer. Avnezer is learning the issa of eating the korban pesach or the issa of eating matzah is just tam matzah b'fiv with the gezeiras hakasa, but not for any reason, not for any. But if the whole reason is to make sure you eat ala seiva, you've gone against the whole grain. The whole idea of keeping the tam matzah b'fiv is to make sure you're eating ala seiva, and here you're not eating ala seiva. What you're doing is you're eating the kompesach and the matzah in the middle of your meal. So that's in Santa Kasha on the whole tenor of the Avnezer. Especially if you look at the Rishonim, and most Rishonim seem to learn that reasoning. Avnezer's got a chiddush. He comes along and says his reasoning on it. So one yeshiva on Avnezer. I'll finish off with a shtukah yeshiva on Avnezer. There is a ritva. The ritva in Haggadah Shal Pesach, he wants to say the reason why Tam Matzah B'Fiv and Tam Pesach B'Fiv is, which also we ask, well, why do you have this whole inyan of Tam Matzah, Tam Pesach B'Fiv? So the ritva says the pshat is because there's a mitzvah of Sipa Yisiz Mitzrayim Kol HaLayla. There's a mitzvah of being Misapa Yisiz Mitzrayim Aver Blaz Menazayi Tzachatzois or Bakiva Kol HaLayla. So the ritva, because of such a mitzvah, the time of the Pesach, the time of the Matzah, which stays in a person's mouth, reminds him that even though he's finished eating, he still is involved in the mitzvah halayla, and he'll continue being masapi yisiz mitzrayim after tachtefen hashina. Now the nesis bring this reason, but that's one reason in Rishonim. According to that reasoning, one may be able to say, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, it's only again until chatzos, because Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva are both being chaylik. When the mitzvahs halayla finish, according to Benoz Ben Azari, all the mitzvahs, including Sipi Yisiz Mitzrayim, finishes Achatzais, and according to Bakiva, all the mitzvahs, according to Sipi Yisiz, finishes Adalayla. So one can then make a tanai. One could say, according to Benoz Ben Azari, the mitzvah is till Chatzais, I don't need to have the Tam Matzah, the Tam Pesach Bafi, only till Chatzais, because once Chatzais is reached, there's no mitzvah of Sipi Yisiz Mitzrayim, so there's no reason to remind myself and have the Tam Matzah Bafi. So the tanai would work. Let me Tam out of the Nezah, or Bakaban, at least the tanai would work according to Ritva. According to Adar Rishonim, it's very sure to use this tanai, as we said, because you haven't created this, you've gone against the mitzvah ala saiva, and the whole reason of Tam Pesach and Tam Matzah B'Fiv in order to create a matzah ala saiva. The Rebbeinu was the health and taka. This year we should be zeicha to eat the korban Pesach ala saiva, and lav dafka matzah, we should be able to sit squash near Yerushalayim, and to the kazeisa Pesach v'halela, poka igra, from here of Yemeinu Amen.